So what are we going to do about the podcast today?
I don't know. You know, like, I don't know if there was any one thing that was better than the others, because they were all pretty great.
They were pretty excellent, yeah.
I feel like we always do a good show.
Yeah, yeah, we always do a really good show, and I believe it's our humbleness that sets us aside.
Yeah.
Woody's out sick today, but you got Jim and Gina, and it's going to be a really nice day. It's going to be about 80, maybe some rain late tonight, but nothing to speak of, like, for most of the hours to be outside. So let's get out and enjoy it instead of work. If you thought the joke off would be canceled because Woody's not here, wrong. Ooh. Gina says, I'll do it.
I'll step in.
Okay, the rules for the joke off are... Gina and I will tell each other jokes, and if one of us laughs, we lose. Mm-hmm. So they're terrible jokes, but every once in a while, one sneaks through and makes us laugh.
Yep.
So let's see. Can I make Gina laugh? Can she make me laugh?
Oh, I'm nervous.
You should be. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Begin the joke off. Gina, I think my email was hacked.
Oh, really?
So if anybody receives any messages from me about canned meat, don't open it because it's spam.
Oh, okay. Spam. All right. Jim, did you hear about the circus fire?
No.
It was intense. See what I did there?
I see, yeah. Yeah, that's intense. I have a pet tree. It's a lot like having a pet dog. Mm-hmm. But the bark is much quieter.
Yeah, I could see that. Jim, I told my husband he should embrace his mistakes. So he gave me a hug.
Oh, bless your heart. Gina, the fact that jellyfish have survived for 650 million years despite not having a brain gives middle management here a lot of hope.
It does. That almost got me. I thought you were going to go with, like, give me hope. That almost got me.
Sneaky.
That was sneaky. That was good.
But you held out.
I did hold out, yeah. Jim, why don't eggs tell jokes?
I don't know.
They might crack up.
Easter themed. The company that makes yardsticks says they're not going to make them any longer.
Aww.
Longer.
Oh, I see now.
I had to explain
that. Yeah, sometimes
it was not a good joke.
No, it's me, my brain. Okay, Jim, what did the grape say when it got stepped on?
I don't know.
Nothing. It just let out a little whine. That was close.
Oh, you almost got me.
Just close.
Almost got me. I was in a taxi the other day, and the driver said, "Do you mind if I put on some music?" I said, "Sure, go ahead." He said, "Kiss?" I said, "Well, let's listen to music for a while, and then we'll see how we feel." I got you.
That one was good.
Yay!
That one was good.
All right. I won the first round of the joke off. Do you have more jokes to
I do
later?
Have more jokes, yeah. So okay. I'm competitive. We have to have a rematch.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Yep.
I will give you your shot at redemption at 8:10, joke off round two, Gina and Jim edition. Here's three things you want to know.
Well, as we all know, eggs and everything else is pretty expensive right now. So the marshmallow company Jet Puffed is suggesting dyeing marshmallows instead of eggs.
I like this idea.
Me too. I'm like, wow, why? How has it taken us this long to figure that out? But they sold special dye kits at Walmart.com this weekend, and they completely sold out. They were selling them for $2, and it came with six dyes, a set of decorating pens, a pack of jumbo marshmallows that are about the same size as eggs. And then my favorite part, you got a pink egg carton to dry them in with a label on it that says farm fresh marshmallows.
Farm fresh marshmallows.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? I might start that tradition with my kids. Do marshmallows instead of eggs.
It's pretty much just sugar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, good. Yeah. I mean, who needs those healthy eggs?
Well, and they go to waste, kind of. I mean, I don't think I really eat the eggs after I dye them.
I never have.
So.
I don't eat hard-boiled eggs. I'd rather have the diabetes and the marshmallows.
Yeah, yeah, more delicious, right?
Exactly. At the movies over the weekend, it was another huge weekend for Minecraft movie, made another $80 million.
Jeez.
Already the highest grossing movie of the year, followed by the animated King of Kings, and then The Amateur came in third.
Oh, wow. I want to see both of those movies. So.
And Warfare also dropped. That's an intense war movie. But it was excellent.
I want to see that too. So, you know, when you're out at a bar, especially like on Broadway, and you're trying to talk to people or you're trying to order a drink and you can't hear yourself think?
All the time.
Okay. So a new study found a new way to help you hear better when there's a ton of background noise. You can try tapping your finger to a beat or to just like a specific rhythm. Apparently that part of your brain that controls fine motor functions is somehow intertwined with the part that controls hearing.
So if I'm like maybe tapping my finger on the bar, I might be able to hear the conversation of my friends over the music and all the other noise.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing if it works.
I know. So I'm like, you know what? Why not? Because it's so hard. It's such a struggle to hear people.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes even just like a regular restaurant.
Right. Busy. Or like at a brewery or, Red Robin.
So, all right. We got to test this out. If anybody tries it and it works or it's just another hoax, let us know. 615-553-0933. You can text us and tell us if the conversation hack is legit or not. 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. Woody's off today. He's not feeling well.
Yeah.
Hope he feels better soon. A decent weekend not filled with storm warnings.
Yes.
I forgot what that was like.
I know. I feel like it's been the first time in so long.
I know you went turkey hunting.
Yes. We woke up at 3 a.m. to go turkey hunting for my first time. It was packed. It was opening day.
Yeah.
And so I guess we got there a little too late. Some people had been camping overnight. A couple people got there at 1:30 to like, so you go.
Get your spot.
You go and get a spot, you park, and then you kind of sleep or you hang out until the sun starts to rise, and then you'll go out in the woods. Because what turkeys do apparently is they sleep up in trees, and then when the sun rises, they come down, and then the guys try and go find the females. Okay. So that's why, like, you go out early and hunt. So we get all dressed. It was so cold. So we got out. I'm, like, covered in head to toe. We start walking out. And probably 5-10 minutes in, we heard the first turkey gobble. And it was so exciting. Like, I totally
Adrenaline starts
flowing.
Oh, for
sure. I was like, oh, okay, let's go. So we start going and Landon starts calling him and everything. And about 10 minutes later, hear kapow. So that one, you know, got.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Friday night, I did kind of just crash after a long week. But then Saturday morning, got up and it was like spring cleanup day at our church.
Oh.
So we have like, there's a lot of property and woods and flower beds and all these gardens and stuff. So for like 3 hours I was bending down pulling weeds out of a garden.
I
watched this video from my chiropractor. I follow her on Instagram, and she's like, if you're gardening this weekend, and she was saying like, don't bend over like this so you get a sore back.
Yeah,
but the way I was bending, I was kind of like crouching,
right,
like Spider-Man, ready to leap, and it did help my back. My back didn't hurt.
Oh, good.
But my thighs and legs hurt so bad.
Well, you're like squatting continuously. So,
entirely.
Oh, man.
Then we came home. We did the same at our house. Now we have to do it at our house. Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. It's time to play Gender Wars. We have a couple of contestants eagerly standing by, ready to play. We have, from the borough, Nikki. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning.
And from Nashville, we have Eddie. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Eddie, did you have a childhood nickname?
I think like every other Eddie out there, I was Eddie Spaghetti.
Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that, I don't think I ever heard that before.
Me either.
That's pretty fun. Sorry, you heard it all the time.
Yeah.
Nikki, what about you? Did you have a childhood nickname?
It was mainly just Nick.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, so they shortened it. Mm-hmm. Little male sounding there.
Yeah.
Were you okay with that?
It happens.
Yeah.
Just roll with it, right?
Yeah.
All right. You each get a screw you can use in case you get in trouble. If you don't know the answer to a question, you can yell out screw, and we'll give your question to your opponent. If they get it wrong, you get a point. If they get it right, they steal a point from you. So a little danger there. Let's begin with multiple choice. Starting with you, Nikki. If you're sitting in a tree stand, are you hunting for deer, turkeys, or ducks?
Deer.
Deer is correct. Ooh,
yay.
All right. It's 1-0.
All right, Eddie. On The Golden Girls, did the late Betty White play Blanche, Rose, or Dorothy?
That was Rose.
It was. Correct. Woo!
All tied up.
All right.
You guys are on a roll. All right. Here you go, Nikki. Liquid Death is a brand of what?
Water.
That is
it
correct.
It is.
I was thrown by that first time I ever saw a can.
Yeah, me too. I honestly don't like the taste.
I don't like drinking water out of a can.
No, it's weird.
You taste the can.
Yep.
Anyway.
Enough about us.
You got a point out of that, Nikki. You retake the lead.
Okay, Eddie. Urban Decay is a company that sells what?
I'm going to say it's some sort of makeup eyeshadow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, good job.
Color palette thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2-2. You guys are so far perfect.
Ooh.
See if that can continue. Nikki, Daniel Craig and Sean Connery have both played what action movie character?
Come on.
Do you need us to call an ambulance? Screw, she says.
Screw, all right. Eddie could win it here if he gets it right.
Hey, Eddie, Daniel Craig and Sean Connery have played what action movie character?
The name's Bond, James Bond.
Woo!
James Bond is correct. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you. You've got
yourself some tickets to the Pilgrimage Festival. And we don't even know who's going to be there. The drop is coming this week as far as who the bands are.
Yep.
But it's always a good time. And you've scored yourself a pair of tickets for winning Gender Wars. Nikki, thank you for playing. We hope you play again. We have another round of Gender Wars, two times actually tomorrow at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville. So you found this thing about... kind of your perception of like where you've come along in life.
Yeah. Like if you could sit down with your younger self, okay. I'm thinking kind of grade school age.
Yeah.
Would they be proud of where you're at in life or would they be disappointed? And there was actually this poll that was done and only a quarter of the people said that they think their younger selves would be proud of them.
That's pretty low.
I think so too.
But it's hard. I mean, we all have like things. Say you're in grade school and mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to do that.
Right.
I have my own TV show. I want to be an athlete.
Yeah.
Fireman, whatever. But like life doesn't always like things get in the way. Like some things you
For
can't
sure.
control.
Right.
Right. You know, like, oh, you know, like, mom is sick and you're taking care of her for a few years. Mm-hmm. And that's when you would have gone to college
yeah.
to do that thing. So, I don't know, people are really hard on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really lucky, okay? I'm just really, really lucky. Because mm-hmm. when I was a kid in grade school, I wanted to be one of two things. I wanted to be on the radio or I wanted to be a fighter pilot.
Okay.
And as soon as I found out that I had terrible eyes and they would never make me a pilot.
Yeah.
I said, okay, radio it is.
Uh-huh.
And... so here I am.
Yeah. So like, you're living your dream.
I'm in that 25%. Right?
Yeah.
Like this is what I wanted.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, Gina, you're how old are you?
I'm 30.
You're 30. So, I mean, you still have so much of your life to live.
Mm-hmm.
What would the grade school Gina think of 30-year-old Gina right now?
I think the grade school Gina would be... she would think I was cool. Like, I think she would be happy because,
yeah.
I mean, my whole life I just wanted to be famous. And I didn't really know what I was going to do to be famous or, like, you know, I mean, I didn't have like a crazy singing voice. I didn't really know if I wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that continued on throughout high school. Like, I just wanted to be on air. I wanted to be in front of cameras, on stage, doing something.
Yep.
So the fact that I'm like doing that is cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And it's just the beginning.
And it's just the beginning.
It's gonna get bigger.
Yeah.
Let's pick up our mood. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
So there's a couple in Murfreesboro who just adopted a two-year-old girl who had open heart surgery as an infant, and that's why they adopted her.
They specifically
adopted her. So this family has actually adopted four other kids with complex medical needs and fostered and ended up adopting them to become part of their family, because kids who have medical conditions like that typically don't get adopted because
right. There's
a lot that goes into it, taking care.
Yeah. And people that may not be ready for that kind of extreme commitment.
100%. Yeah. So they found it to be their mission. They got inspired after their son had a heart condition and spent some time at Vanderbilt. So now they're committed to helping medically fragile children in the foster care system.
And they're adopting them and bringing them in. Foster parents and adoptive parents, you are amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Especially, I mean, these kids, they're foster kids with medical conditions, kind of the worst predicament that you could be in.
Oh, yeah.
And so for a family to come in,
your original family,
100%.
So,
yeah.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So let's give it up for them in the borough, doing great things. There's our mood boost with Woody and Jim. 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.
Check.
Oh, turn them up. Gina's just telling me how to work radio equipment. This is the Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. And Gina, you said that the all-lady crew on the Blue Origin spaceship have gone up and come down. They've done it.
Yes, they've done it in less than an hour.
So it was like Gail King, Katy Perry, and a few, I forget who else the other people were.
Yeah, one of them is like she's like an astrophysicist or something. Like, she works in that world.
Oh, she's legit.
Yeah. Another one, there was like another actress. I don't know who one is. And then the other is the fiance of Jeff Bezos. So she got a free ride.
Girlfriend gets a ride. Yeah.
That's funny. But yes, it took off at, I believe, 7 o'clock Tennessee time, or Nashville time, I guess. And the brief flight took the six crew members to the edge of space at an altitude of about 62 miles before they descended for a safe landing in the Texas desert. So at least they're back safe, but like, what was the point?
Yeah. I just feel like this whole, like, jumping into space for like 5 minutes, if
that,
just seems like, showing off, like, you're super rich and you've just bought the most exclusive carnival ride ticket in the world.
Yeah, probably one of the most like unrelatable things.
Right. You know, I don't. Good for them. You know, you can do whatever they want with
their money. But
at the same time, they're kind of like super proud. Like, I did it. I'm amazing.
It's like, it's for an achievement that isn't really an achievement, because like we're saying, you drove to Murfreesboro and back. Like,
right.
You drove from Kentucky.
You went to Bucky's.
To Alabama.
Yeah.
Like, that's not.
Right. You were up there for a few seconds. You actually didn't do anything.
No, you stayed in the ship.
You sat there.
I don't even know if they wore like helmets or anything. I think
they do.
They wear
protective helmets.
Okay.
And then they unbuckle for like a minute and they float around and then back up and then they come back down. So it is like a carnival ride.
It really is. Like, because you can do that on a flight.
Yeah. I've done that. I've flown on the big plane that accompanies the Blue Angels.
Oh, yeah.
And, when they fly a certain way, you float.
Yeah.
You there's no, like, gravity. It's gone for
weird.
A few seconds. It's cool.
I see, and I think I would respect them a lot more if these women were like, yeah, when I was younger, I always wanted to travel to space. I always wanted to be an astronaut. But I don't think any one of them have said that.
No. I think it's more of like, I'm going to impress my fellow people at a cocktail party. It's a flex.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Like, no, honestly, no one cares.
That is so true. The amount of care, you can't even measure how little care I have.
I think it's almost the opposite. It's like, what's the word? Like, it's the opposite of care. Or, you know, I'm just like, I resent it a little bit.
Yeah.
Or something.
Antipathy.
Yes.
Antipathy. I don't know. It's okay. If you came up to me and you said, like, yeah, I went to space for like 180 seconds. And let me tell you all about it. It's the same reaction I have if somebody says, like, oh, let me tell you my dream.
Right. Like, it's like, cool.
Yeah. Let me tell you, like, you know, stat for stat, what's going on with my fantasy team. I don't care.
No.
I don't care.
Yeah. Like, what reaction are they hoping for from people? Like, oh my gosh, tell me all about it. Well, we went up, we unbuckled, we floated, and we came back down.
And that's
cool.
It.
Like, oh, that's the whole story?
Good for you.
How long did it last? Oh, like an hour.
Okay.
Sweet.
You worked for this your whole life?
Yeah.
Nah, I took a class for a couple of weeks before.
And you probably paid like $1 million to do that,
right?
Which you could have gone to like any space museum and done the same thing in a flight simulator. I don't know. I'm being like so condescending and so mean right now, but I'm like...
The snark is pretty high right now.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
It's warranted.
Yeah.
Right?
Guess what? You went to space. Who cares?
Yeah. Good for you.
Good for you.
That's your two truths and a lie.
There you go. Yeah. You're going to win that.
Yeah. I walked on the moon. Not really, but I went to space.
Yeah. I saw I was closer to the moon. All right. Now back to the podcast. Mark Cuban, celebrity businessman. Shark Tank. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's telling everybody it's not a bad idea to start stocking up on toilet paper again.
Oh.
We may have the same problems with toilet paper we had during the pandemic. He said the lumber that comes from Canada is going to be tariffed. And right now, the stuff that's on the shelves is fine. So if you can grab that while you can, the next batch is going to cost a lot more.
So
he's saying, you know, even if it's made in the USA, after this first batch, they'll probably just jack up the price and blame it on tariffs.
May have to re-up my Costco membership just to get toilet paper and paper towels.
Gina went turkey hunting for the first time this weekend.
Yes.
How many did you kill?
None.
None. But she's about to kill with the Woody and Jim joke off.
Yes.
So Woody's out today, but we will endeavor to try to make each other laugh with the Woody and Jim joke off, in which the first person to laugh at the other person's joke is the loser.
Yep. Big shoes to fill with Woody being out. Like, this is a lot of pressure.
There's drama here because we have the grizzled veteran versus the fresh, new-faced, you know, challenger in Gina. So will she be able to take the old man down? Let's see. Jeannie, would you like to start?
Sure. Jim, did you hear about the guy who got hit in the head with a can of soda?
No.
He was lucky it was a soft drink.
Ooh, it was a soft drink. Gina, we started a band. And we call it Books, so that no one can judge us by our covers.
Oh, that's a good idea.
A cover band.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Nashville thing.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's not funny, but it's good.
Jim, what's Forrest Gump's password?
I don't know.
1 Forrest 1. That one made me chuckle when I saw it.
I know. Nobody enjoyed that more than the person that told it. 3 weeks ago, I set my hearing aid in to get fixed. I've heard nothing since.
Oh, no. It's a problem.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing?
I don't know.
In case they get a hole in one.
Instead of water, I put Red Bull in the coffee maker this morning.
Oh.
I was halfway to work before I realized I forgot my car.
Oh. Dang it.
I gotcha.
Dang it. 0-2. Thank God, Woody, you'll be back next week.
Competitive Gina does not like losing.
Dang it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, if it makes any difference, you make us laugh all the time.
Oh, so, well, thank you.
Yeah, it's just
this just
know.
Isn't my forte. This it's all right.
Yeah, right. I mean, you're just starting out.
I can't wait for all the hate I'm gonna get. You suck. I know.
I've gotten used to it. Yeah. So, would you be able to keep a promise you made 33 years ago to one of your friends?
Depends what it is.
This guy, Thomas Cook, he promised his best bud in 1992. They said to each other, if we ever win the lottery, we promise to split it.
Oh.
Well, Thomas won $22 million in the lottery. And the first call he made was to his friend so that he could tell them that we won the lottery. He kept his promise. That's pretty amazing.
Wow, that is so cool. I would be able to keep that, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
When you're going, 22 million, what's half of that? I could live on half of that.
Yeah, I'll take a million. Exactly. Yeah. Well, there's a man, and you guessed it, Florida, who got denied a job interview for a molding supply store. And he got so mad that he threw bottles filled with his own urine at the store. It caused over $1,000 in damages, and at least one employee got his urine splashed on him.
Oh my God.
So
what is this, Bonnaroo?
So the guy fled the scene, but now he's facing charges of felony battery, criminal mischief, and aggravated assault.
And they probably have his name, address, phone number, email,
and everything,
all the stuff
yeah.
for the job interview.
Yeah, that's true. I was thinking the urine, but yeah.
Yeah.
That too.
That'd be the harder way to figure
yes,
it out.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Jelly Roll decided he was going to lose weight and become healthy for his own benefit and for his family and his wife. Well, he made a public appearance over the weekend and he revealed the startling truth of where he is in that journey.
All right. Do you mind giving an update on where you started and where you are now?
I started at 540 pounds. I'm 357 pounds this morning, baby.
Wow.
Almost 200.
That's I'm going to lose another 100 pounds and go skydiving with my wife in Sweden, baby.
I love their love.
I do too. He looks great.
He does.
If you want to see a picture, I have a picture from him where he's saying that, and you can just see the dramatic difference. Mm-hmm. You just go to the 93.3 Totally Hits app, which you can get on Google Play or the App Store, and I've just posted it right there, and you can see how well he's doing. So we're always rooting for Jelly Roll. The weather's supposed to be beautiful, high up near 80 this afternoon.
Woo!
Maybe some rain late tonight, but nothing storm-wise. You got a lot of woos going this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Woo! A woo girl.
We're celebrating. Yeah, I know. We're going to put you up on a tractor in Broadway. So over the weekend, we decided to go outside, and we actually, we need to still do it at our house, but we decided to go like weeding and gardening over at church.
They
had a spring cleanup day where, you know, just get rid of all the stuff from the winter, make everything look good.
Sure.
And my wife is one of those people, she's got like her watch counting everything and, and doing like, you know, okay, all this stuff. And she's like, hey, we're gardening. I'm weeding. I'm doing all this stuff. I need to get credit from my Apple Watch.
Yeah.
And she's scrolling through it. And she's like, no, I don't see it. Gardening should be on here. And she's like, curling. Curling? They got curling, but they don't have gardening. And I'm like, how about you just not worry about getting credit for the steps or squats you're doing during gardening and just enjoy like this beautiful day.
Yeah.
And all these flowers and all this stuff. She's like, no, I need to get credit for it.
I am the same way.
Are you the same way?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I'm way too obsessed with my Apple Watch and getting the badges and all the things. Like, and it is funny because I think there's one on there that's like cleaning your house.
Yeah.
There are some like weird ones on there. So I am surprised gardening or like mowing the lawn isn't on there because those are physical activities.
Sure.
But yeah, I'm the same way. Like last year, my goal last year was to get every month's workout badge.
Okay, so you had to do special stuff every month
to
get that?
Yes, and I did it. So I was super proud of myself.
Good for you.
So I'm trying. I'm on track to do it again this year.
Did you make Landon miserable by trying to get that?
No, most of them were like pretty easy. There was one time, and he actually videotaped me because he's like, "You're literally crazy." There was, I think it was my last day, and I had to walk like a mile or a half a mile or something.
Just that much to get the badge?
Every day. Well, yeah, okay. I had to do that every single day. And so it was the last day, and it was too late to go to the gym, or there was something. And so I literally walked inside my house just in circles and got like that many steps in. He was like, "You are psychotic." And I was like, "I'm getting this badge." I was like walking in place, and then I was doing laps like all throughout the house. And
do not challenge Gina. She is going to go hard.
Yeah.
And she is going to win.
Yes, except for joke-offs.
Except for jokes. What do you got going the rest of the day, Gina? I know you have a busy couple of hours.
Yes, yeah. After I leave here, my husband will drop me off at the airport. And I'm going to fly to Austin to meet up with some coworkers for a conference. And as soon as I land, I'm pretty sure I'm helping like set everything up.
Oh.
And then we have a dinner and like an open bar slash like meet and greet thing after.
Right.
So, yeah.
And you're working it.
And I'm working it.
You don't get to like just play.
No, not at all. Then the conference starts tomorrow till Thursday afternoon. And I'm working all day those 3 days, too. So it's...
Man, oh, man. So yeah. It's no pleasure trip.
No, not at all.
We will miss you over the next
Thank
couple
you.
Of days.
Thank you. I know. I'll miss you guys. Yeah, just know I won't be having as much fun there.
Okay.
So I'll be thinking of you guys.
I say, where is Gina?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I might get to see my cousin who lives in Austin. So I'm hoping for that tomorrow night. So
that would be the one saving grace.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that would be amazing. But
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Rest of the day, I'm going to try to change my green car to blue because it's colored in pollen and I really have to wash it because it's unrecognizable. And yeah. It's also making me like cough and sneeze. Just
yeah, you've
in
been
my own
dying
car.
In here.
I know.
Oh, poor Jim.
Allergies are terrible.
Yeah.
And then it's Monday nights are family dinner and a movie night.
Yeah.
So everybody comes over tonight.
Whose pick?
Tonight is my daughter.
Okay.
And she loves horror. And
oh, that's
always,
right.
That always gets to my wife. She doesn't care for it. But I always like the movies.
Yeah.
So we're having chicken tenders and a bunch of other stuff.
Oh,
probably
awesome.
Mac and cheese. So family movie night. It's fun. It's what we do to make them come over. We feed them.
Yeah.
So that I get to see my own kids.
Well, speaking as a daughter, that's the way to our heart.
Yeah. Whatever it takes, you know? Whatever it takes. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Woody should be back, feeling better. 93.3, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville.